Right now it's dinner time at Quixote Village, and the community center is teeming with activity. Residents scoop up forkfuls of meatloaf and mac and cheese. Everyone's spread out. They're washing dishes in the kitchen, fiddling with a laptop, swapping stories about their day. This is not a homeless shelter. Organizer Jill Severn says,
this is actually a home. This is classified as permanent supportive housing.
That means formerly homeless residents don't have to leave. They can live at Quixote Village for as long as they need a place to stay. A shelter requires that you're out in the morning. There's little stability, and sometimes it's difficult to get a bed the next night. Quixote Village offers more than a bed. It gives residents their own house, albeit a tiny one.
I mean, now that people are in housing, the world looks so different. From the day we moved in here, the conversation changed. People started talking about what they wanted to do with their lives, not just how to get through the day.
Quixote resident Rebecca Johnson shows me her house. There's a pitched roof, tiny porch, a light by the front door.
A little living room area, but I have it with my table and my computer on it. Twin-size bed. Milk crates work great for bookshelves. Pictures of my kids that I actually get to hang up. I don't just have to have them in a plastic bag where they won't get wet. I actually get to have them.
And the size of the house is 144 square feet. One small bedroom and half bath.
About the size of a carport. Tents don't come this big.
Johnson is 34 years old. She's trying to get into treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. 2 years ago, she lost custody of her three kids, went to jail, and was evicted from her house. After becoming homeless, she slept inside a tent in the woods, alone.
Being a female and being alone out there is really, really scary. I know. I've done it. and that's not something I ever want to have to experience again.
Now her house backs up to a protective fence that encloses the village. Her belongings locked up with a key.
Once I got into a secure place, I didn't need to stay high every day. You know, I could finally go home and sleep and be at ease because I had a safe place. I didn't have to worry about staying awake, staying alive.
Residents collaborated on the village's design. Originally, the homes were laid out in clusters around the property for privacy, but they were concerned about cliques forming. So the architect created a horseshoe layout, the homes facing inward. Another design compromise was the front porch.
The residents gave up the living space so that they each had a porch to socialize out on. Come the summertime, everybody's probably going to be sitting out sunbathing on their porches, you know, having barbecues.
Quixote Village is on 12.7 acres of land that's leased from Thurston County for $1 a year. Surrounding the village, there's industry. Freight trucks marked Pepsi Cola are parked nearby. A swath of chain-link fence runs parallel to the road. It's not a location you'd expect to see a fleet of tiny houses. The village is located on the outskirts of town. The nearest bus stop is about a mile away. A community van is provided for running errands.
So sometimes here we find ourselves wandering around and going on board.
That's Jimmy Christensen. He says there are some disadvantages to living in an industrial zone, but occasionally, distance is a good thing.
For me, the downtown is the easy drugs, you know, so I remove myself from that environment, and it's not as easy to get high. I'm pretty much a homebody, so I don't want to leave home.
And when he does feel tempted to use drugs, he occupies his mind with playing bass guitar, working on computers, or walking the few feet it takes to reach his neighbor's doorstep.
It's just talking to her kind of veers my mind away from running downtown and finding a dose, you know. So, yeah, I think this environment definitely helps.
Even on the outskirts of town, Quixote Village faced legal opposition from its neighbors, nearby businesses and landowners. But a Superior Court judge eventually ruled in favor of the village. Funding to build Quixote came from state and county government. The total cost of the complex is a little over $3 million. 30% of residents' income goes toward rent. If their income is zero, they pay nothing. Rebecca Johnson, she isn't employed. She's working on sobriety, staying clean. These are requirements for living in the village. She says not everyone gets a house for Christmas.
Luckily, 30 of us did, because everybody deserves another chance and deserves to have some place to call home that's other than a tent.
Even though Johnson's home is tiny, she's filled with big future plans. A summer garden, neighborhood barbecues, visitation with her kids. Quixote Village is a place she hopes someday more people can call home. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins reporting.